Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
But first off on the programme, a Dublin publican has shut down an inner city laneway by erecting gates at a cost of €20,000 because of persistent antisocial behaviour. Now, the owner of O'Reilly's Bar on Parnell Street in Dublin claims he erected the gates after years of inaction over crime in the laneway. Now, it comes after councillors voted earlier this year to close another lane in Dublin, which is Harbour Court, which is the lane that runs between Abbey Street, Eden Quay and Marlborough Street at the back of all of those buildings. Now, that still hasn't happened yet, even though councillors voted in favour of closing off the lane. It hasn't actually happened. But the inaction on Parnell Street with that laneway led this publican to erect a 1.8 metre high gate at Parnell Place this month. And the council are now saying, oh, you can't really have that there. That has to go, because even though he was told he didn't need planning permission, as long as the gates were below 2 metres. Now, this particular laneway has a number of houses along it. The residents are mostly elderly and have been basically living in fear in this particular laneway. So the owner of the bar, Gary O'Reilly of O'Reilly's Bar on Parnell Street, decided in consultation with Dublin City Council, he had been talking to the council, decided to erect these gates to stop people getting in and carrying on with antisocial behaviour. Now, as I said, recently Dublin City Council approved the closure of a different laneway, Harbour Court, because of the antisocial behaviour. And I'm joined on the line by Janet Horner, who's a Green Party councillor in Dublin. Janet, you actually raised concerns about the closure of Harbour Court, which still hasn't happened yet, but will, I believe. What's your reaction to this laneway being closed beside O'Reilly's Bar and Parnell Street, and the gates actually being put up already?
Yeah, I think it's really disappointing on both counts. I think Harbour Court, been voted through by every other councillor in the area and every other group in the council, was really disappointing at the start of the year. And it sent a really strong signal to the city as a whole that said that we don't have a vision, we don't have an idea about how we can tackle the real problems of the city. So we are just going to put up gates, we are going to fence off public areas, and that is how we are going to deal with the problems. And if you are a resident or a business owner who sees something like that happening and you're dealing with antisocial behaviour, people injecting, fighting, defecating in your laneway on a regular basis, to see a vote like that going through says that there's no point trying to reimagine it, trying to come up with something different, trying to clean it up. The city doesn't have that vision, so we may as well just go ahead and put in our own petition for fencing things off. And put
okay, but if I can quote, particularly with regard to this lane at off Parnell Street, if I can quote Mr. O'Reilly, who's the owner of the bar, he says, there have been rapes in the laneway, assaults, people found dead, drug use, you name it, it's happened in that laneway. And over the years, we've been clearing it, picking up the syringes, people have been going to the toilet there both ways, we clean that too. And he said, older residents are nervous about passing people who are taking drugs or hanging around the lane. In other words, they just had enough.
And I 100% sympathise with that. Like, that is totally unacceptable. Like, no business owner, no resident should have to put up with that kind of behaviour that is outright criminal behaviour at points. However, the idea is, how do we tackle this? As a city, in this case, he didn't have planning permission. He doesn't have planning permission. So that is a problem. We as a council have to make sure there are processes there, there are procedures there, and they have to be followed. So that
now, in fairness to Mr. O'Reilly, he says he contacted the council about the process for putting gates on the lane. He said he was told that as long as the gates were less than 2 metres tall and everyone who had right of way agreed in writing, planning permission wouldn't be required. So that's what he was told initially. Now, he went ahead and put the gates up.
I mean, look, I won't argue the facts of that individual case, because that's an ongoing thing between himself and Dublin City Council. But you do need to have permission to turn a public space into a private space. Like, that is just across the board, that is the case. So it's not acceptable for people to take matters into their own hands in that way. But for us, like, for my issue is not so much with, do I understand? Of course I understand why individuals are fed up with the circumstances they are having to endure. They say enough is enough. They feel really that it is time to take matters into their own hands. I can understand that. But as a city, I do think we need to have a much better vision for what we want
okay,
to
see so
happening
So putting up gates, you don't believe is the solution. The owner of this particular bar and the residents along that laneway just had enough. What is the solution? What is the solution to making that laneway a safer place without any antisocial behaviour?
We know we have problems with addiction in the city. We know we have problems with violence in the city. We know we have problems with people not having access to toilets when they need them. And that creates a very antisocial atmosphere. Those are all issues that if we tackle the root cause of them, and it seems like we've kind of given up and we've no longer even believe we can tackle these. We're just sort of pushed that aside almost. But we need to get serious about tackling those real systemic issues for the city. And then when it comes to our laneways, we need to say that they are public space and that they are to be the most special spaces in all of our city. We're so short of green space in the city. We're so short of play space, artistic spaces, places to sit, all these things that make laneways have huge potential for how the city could be functioning. But we're not, the council and the city as a whole is not leaning into that potential. We're not exploiting that potential. And instead, we have done what we've done in Harbour Court, just moving to put up a gates. What we're doing here in all kinds of areas around the city at the moment, more and more people are saying, we're just giving up. Let's just put up the gates. And I understand the frustration on the part of residents. I don't accept it on the part of the council to say that that's the way that we as a council should be moving. I think as a council, we need to have more vision than that.
Okay, now, this particular bar owner installed these gates himself at a cost of €20,000. So it was that much of an issue that he was prepared to spend that amount of money.
Yeah, and I think for the individuals, if you close off one gate, if you close off one laneway, it solves the problem for that laneway, but it does displace the problem. You are not going to say that gating off the laneway will solve the issues of addiction in the city. It won't. That will just displace it. People will consume drugs in another laneway that's nearby.
I know, but I should imagine Mr. O'Reilly and the residents in that laneway are only concerned about their own laneway and the antisocial behaviour that has been on that laneway for years.
Yeah, and I understand that from their individual point of view, it makes sense. From the perspective of the city as a whole, it doesn't, and the council needs to be working for the good of the city collectively, not the good of sort of one laneway at the expense of the rest of the area. So if you look at Parnell Street, for example, there is at least four or five, maybe more derelict properties along that section of the street. Like, the council needs to get serious about them. Having that level of dereliction on a street that is just off of Connell Street, that is in metres of the central boulevard, supposedly, of our city, and having that much dereliction there, that is taking away hugely from Parnell Street as a whole. That's dragging down the entire area. It's inviting in the type of antisocial behaviour that we're talking about here. And those are things that the council has the power to change. We can go after those properties. We need to be doing it a lot quicker and saying that we need to look to CPO them. We need to be looking to bring them back into use. We need to be looking at transforming the streetscape of Parnell Street, which, if you take a look through, sometimes we forget because there's such a slow creep of our city streets changing. But if you look through Google Maps and you look back through the years of Parnell Street, you know, you go back 10 years more, you can see a lively, much more vibrant version of Parnell Street that has slowly deteriorated over those years. And I think that we need to be serious about bringing Parnell Street back to a vibrant street that is worthy of being metres away from our central boulevard of the city.
Okay, stay with me for one moment. Janet Horner is Green Party councillor in Dublin, and Robert is on the line from Dublin. Robert, what do you make of this approach to putting up gates to basically seal off a laneway?
I think it's really an example of that society and individuals are forced to do that because of the council's inaction. for treating the root cause, which Janet speaks about. So I agree with Janet on a lot of the points. Closing lanes isn't the right thing to be doing. But, you know, she speaks about transforming the streetscapes. We need to speak about the people in the streetscapes. You know, a lively Parnell Street. Lively is living, it's people. And unless the council start dealing with the individuals and the root cause, then no matter what sort of architecture and happy spaces and green spaces and, you know, parklands, without changing the people, they're all going to be overrun with antisocial behaviour.
Okay, and like I said, there is a dispute at this moment ongoing between the owner of this bar and Dublin City Council. He was assured that it was okay to put up these gates as long as they were under 1.8 metres. Anyway, that will get debated between the two sides there. But the fact is, the gates are there now. Can you understand how the frustration that this man and the residents in this particular lane have had for many, many years, and they just said, enough is enough, I'm going to pay 20 grand to put up these gates?
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him. I'd do the same because nobody else is doing anything about it. Well, you know, the next thing is maybe we should have vigilante groups on the street trying to clean up the streets because the guards, the authorities, the councils aren't doing anything about it. The Dublin City Centre is not a pleasant place any longer. Aston Quay, O'Connell Street, Parnell Square, Parnell Street. These are not pleasant places to walk down any longer with your families or your kids. And it's creeped in. And as Janet says, it's creeped in over time. But the root causes are not being dealt with. The drug rehabilitation places aren't working. The guards aren't working well enough. The courts aren't taking them in. The prisons aren't taking people in. Unless you start dealing with the root cause, which is the antisocial behaviour and the drug dealing, this is going to be ongoing. There'll be more gates everywhere. And the council is just going to go after this poor individual that spends 20 grand on the gates because he's the soft target. But the council, I don't see them doing anything else. So I think he's been pushed into a corner. I totally agree with him. It's very depressing that he's done that, but I don't think he's got a choice. He's got to clean up the streets himself because nobody else is doing it.
Okay, stay with me. I want to go to Geraldine, who's on the line, in Clare. And Geraldine, you think there are other ways antisocial behaviour could be tackled?
Well, I'm very taken aback by the Green member of the council, who says we should be. But she hasn't mentioned one case where they haven't been doing any of the they should be's. And it struck me when listening that if this little laneway is dark, why not paint it? Paint it really, really bright colours and illuminate it with the strongest lights. It's not
the problem with that is this is a residential lane. There are a number of houses along this particular lane, so you can't go painting people's houses and brightening up their laneway because it is actually a living lane.
Are they all the way along the lane?
Yes,
or is
yeah,
there
pretty
a
much. Yeah.
Before?
Yeah, pretty much.
And the lighting, what's that like on the lane?
I don't know what the lighting is like, but I do know you can't just illuminate the outside of people's houses to a ridiculous level.
Well, neither should you stand by while the people who live in the houses feel uncomfortable or unsafe accessing them. And I'm quite sure that for the price of curtains, the residents of the street would be happy for it to be lit better. It's, you know, I doubt very much if it's comfortable to squat to go to the loo in a space where everybody can see the colour of your underwear, for God's sake.
Okay, and Janet, I wanted to just let you back in on that, on what Geraldine said at the start, that she heard you talking but didn't really hear any solutions.
I guess I've been pushing quite a lot for us to move forward with our strategy. So even before I joined the council in 2019, there was a strategy that existed for the Dublin One laneways. Nothing has happened with that strategy. It's a beautiful strategy. It sits on a shelf somewhere. I really want to see that strategy brought back into action and for us to push ahead. So in that, there are a lot of the things like Geraldine was mentioning there around improving lighting, maybe not quite flood lighting, but improving it to make it a bit more pleasant and ambient in a good way. And in our using the walls for artistic spaces, making brightening them up that way, bringing in greenery, those kind of things, encouraging businesses and residents to sort of open up and provide more passive surveillance, shop frontage, etc., into the laneways. So that's something that I think we are making some progress with that. I know that strategy is being looked at again now because of a lot of the pressure that people, the public and myself and others have been putting on to say we don't want this idea of just closing off all of our laneways. We want to see them alive and imagined positively. So I think, you know, we are making progress, but we are also seeing backward steps like this happening at the same time.
OK, stay with me. I want to go to Damien, who's on the line also in Dublin. Damien, what do you feel about this particular bar owner spending €20,000 to erect gates to stop antisocial behaviour in the laneway off Parnell Street?
Adrian, we can't have a stopgap solution invented by individual owners. You may have sympathy with the publican, but I mean, he knew when he bought the premises that there was a laneway beside it. Dublin City Centre.
Sorry, just on that point, it's not just the publican, by the way. There are a number of houses in this laneway with mainly elderly people who've been subject to horrific antisocial behaviour over many, many years. They just had enough.
But there are similar problems with the streets of Dublin. Are we to put gates on Talbot Street and Parnell Street and stop the people going? That's ridiculous.
Okay, what's your solution? These people living in the laneway and the bar owner and the local businesses have just had enough.
I think problems are being exaggerated to suit various people. I'm not saying the publican is doing that, but a lot of people are. For example, the other thing that you mentioned, Harbour Court, where they've already made a decision without consulting the people, that complaint was that there was 30 members of the public using the laneway because there's no toilet there. I understand that is true, but having researched it, I find that there was a Victorian iron-grilled toilet, a men's toilet, on the corner of Eden Quay.
There was, many years ago.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, are we getting stupider?
But sorry, one of the issues with those public toilets, and there were a number of them around the city, they were closed because of antisocial behaviour, because they were just unusable.
In relation to the particular one we're speaking of, there wasn't any room for antisocial behaviour in those. They were walk-in toilets. I understand that they were perfectly capable of being used without damage to the public. One argument is that there was nothing for women. I agree about that. And they have now got these movable toilets, and they are urgently required to be placed in Henry Street and on the quays. For some reason or another, they're prepared to pay millions of pounds to develop the likes of Cleary's, which I'm delighted about. And O'Connell Street and the City Centre is on the cusp of a complete renewal and redevelopment. And I would look to the positive end of things, that we are going to have a beautiful city when all of this is attended to. But they cannot leave out the question of toilets for the people.
OK, I don't know if toilets is the solution to all of this, because the antisocial behaviour that this particular laneway on Parnell Street has had to deal with isn't just toilet use, drug taking. In fact, they describe how that laneway has seen assaults, people found dead, drug use, you name it, is what they say has happened in that laneway.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.